Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, we start the show by telling you how amazing you are. You guys are doing such a good job sharing the show, sharing the love, joining the Facebook group, checking out, subscribing to the YouTube channel, iTunes, all that good stuff, telling a friend. We only exist because you are here and you are showing the love. Keep up the good work. Turn people onto the show. We absolutely love you. If you want any more information about and basically all the tools that we offer to grow your cleaning company, it's all at our website, growmycleaningcompany.com, growmycleaningcompany.com, all the podcasts, access to the blog, basically everything we do to help you grow your cleaning company, growmycleaningcompany.com. That said, today we are chatting with Stacy Stewart. She's the owner of the Scrub Company, which has been serving the Fort Collins area, Fort Collins, Colorado, for almost a year. They contribute 2% of their sales to Love for Liberia Ministries. That's a ministry in West Africa, I believe, or Africa. I invited Stacy on the show because she's an accelerator member, and she and I got to talk recently, and I found out she is running a cleaning company with 10 That's not two, but 10 kids in the house. And I just wanted to kind of bring her on, A, to help her, and B, so she can encourage Cleaning Nation with whatever you think you got doing in terms of I'm too busy. Stacy's taking away all those excuses. Stacy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike.
So how, there's no way we're going to just jump over that. How on God's, first of all, what's your oldest and what's your youngest? And are all 10 in the house?
So three of them live close by. The oldest is 23 and the baby is 8 years old.
Okay. So we got 8 to 23 and you said seven of them live with you?
Yeah. Well, 10 of them are here on any given time, you know, depending on what they feel like doing.
Seven of them live with you and three just do laundry and eat your food.
Yeah, right. That's right. Absolutely. Perfect.
Okay. Are you married? Are you single?
I'm single.
Oh, good Lord. That is insane. That So it's not even you and your husband. It's just Stacy and these 10 human beings eating and pooping and wreaking havoc on your house. All right. I'm not trying to get personal, but how many bedrooms does your house have? Okay. I'm just curious.
We have four and a half bedrooms.
Is it just
crammed.
Divided by age and gender, like kind of the younger boys in this room, just however it is?
Yeah, the three little kids are in a room, and then one of my daughters has her own room, and the other girl has her own room, and then the two middle boys, they have a room together. So we make it work.
Good Lord. You are quickly becoming my brand new hero. How you have 10 kids and you do it all by yourself and you're like, oh, in my spare time, I'm going to go ahead and have a cleaning business. That's crazy talk. Just insane. So
it's what I need to do for my family.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously someone's got to feed all these mouths and do you have any support from dad or dads?
No, he's not in the picture at all.
Well, again, you've got to send me, if you don't mind, a picture of you and your family, if you've got any family pictures. I would love to put that in the show notes page. And feel free to also send me a link to your Love for Liberia ministry so I can, people that are like, oh my gosh, I want to know this lady. I'll put a picture of you. I'll put a link to that ministry. And people that want to kind of get to know, hop on the Stacy train can do that. All right. Well, how can I help you, sister? What's going on today in your cleaning world that I can serve you?
Yeah. Okay. So I hit the limit where I can't take on any more clients and I desperately need to hire on as soon as I can. And so, of course, my question would be, how do I keep my income stable while I hire on staff?
Great question. Such a good question. And I get asked that all the time. It's just a facet of a lot of people that listen to the show are just where you're at. They've done the work for themselves. They're doing pretty well, but they are like, I can't physically do any more work. I can't make any more money because I got to sleep. So it's a very good question. All right. That said, let me give, as I usually do, let's give some philosophical foundational stuff first. That's important because if we don't have the right mindset, none of the tactical items I give you are going to work. And then we'll hit the tactical how-tos. Does that sound fair?
That sounds great.
Okay. So first and foremost, it's mindset first. So many people associate in their mind hiring employees is an expense that they can't afford and they'll make less money. if that's your belief, if I, as your coach, mm-hmm. has to work against your belief that that you will make less money hiring employees, quote unquote, you can't afford them, it's going to be a cut in pay, very hard to overcome that, especially with a good mom of 10 kids. Like, I cannot afford to take a pay rate. You see what I'm saying? So first and foremost, we've got to rewire your mind from hiring mm-hmm. employees is going to cost me money to hiring employees is the only way I'm ever going to have financial security. Because the reality is, if you get sick and you can't go clean today, you don't get paid. And your family may or may not or rent may or may not get paid, or you know, financial responsibilities mm-hmm. may or may not get kept. So that's what if you break your leg and you're out for weeks? Now we got problems, right? That's that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. So we need to first and foremost fundamentally change that irrational belief of employees cost money, this is the profitable way, and eradicate that and replace it with a healthy belief of the only way I'm ever going to be financially free is to have employees doing this work, period. No, it's not optional. Okay. So once you've got that foundation, now we can run. But until you have that foundation, everything I'm going to tell you is not going to work, because it's not easy. I wish I could say, oh, it's super easy. Just do A, B, and C and it'll be no headache at all. Wrong. But it's certainly possible, and it's certainly possible in a short period of time. All right. That's the first thing. Second thing, I want to give you encouragement. All I do all day, every day for the last 3 years is help owners of cleaning companies. So I've owned multiple different companies, one of which was a cleaning company, did very well. But for the last 3 years, all I do is help owners of cleaning companies. So it's not like I dabble or I've read a book somewhere that told me this would work. I've coached people through this process many, many times. That said, it is shocking how different people's lives change when two things happen. At this beginning stage, the two main switches are part-time to full-time. Sometimes people start with a job and they do this part-time, and they might go for 2 or 3 years just to build up a little business that maybe is doing $100,000, maybe, probably not even that. And then when they quit their job and go full-time, like magic, it just doubles and quadruples. So that's the first thing. The second thing is similar. You know, you're like, well, I don't have a job. This is my full-time thing. I get it. But you do have a job. You have a full-time job cleaning that pays okay, but you're saying, I don't want to have that job anymore. I want to start a cleaning business as opposed to being a cleaner. Is that a fair synopsis of the situation?
Absolutely. I can't not hire. I have to hire.
That's the biggest thing. Just by you feeling that way, knowing that, you're going to be fine. I'll help you make that a smoother process. But if I could pick one thing, it's that, Mike, I'm not fooling around. I have no choice. I must hire. There's just no option. That's the number one thing I would pick in someone to say, are they going to succeed at this? Okay, good. So now let's talk about the employees. So first and foremost, we got to make sure we're charging properly. I just did a show on bidding where I didn't even have a guest. I just went for the whole show and talked bidding top to bottom. If you haven't listened to that, Stacy, which I think you have, or Cleaning Nation, I'll link to it. Go check that show out. If you're not charging enough, you cannot make this transition. So many people are charging $20 an hour and then they want to hire employees. Well, you don't have enough money to hire employees. So the answer is you always bid jobs assuming it doesn't matter. I get so sick of people going, well, my kid cleans this or I clean this, so somehow it's a different price. No, if anything, it'd be more expensive. If the owner of Southwest is flying your plane, it wouldn't be cheaper. It'd be more expensive. And he'd do a terrible job. I'm guessing he's not even a pilot. So the fact that who's doing the cleaning has no bearing on price. If you are pricing based on, well, I'll clean it and their budget's little, so I'll do it for less, you're never going to be able to get out of this cleaning business. So you have to make sure all the accounts that you have are transferable first, right? They have to be full retail accounts. If you've got cheapy, half discounted stuff that you have to do the work or you can't get paid, I can't help you. I can help you, but the step one is to sell profitable accounts that make money with employees and kind of weed out the unprofitable ones. So do you feel like you're there yet or no? And we're going to go through the whole process, but I just want to know where you're at.
I didn't start charging correctly. But I don't think I'm that far off, but I need to very quickly figure out how far off I am and remedy that and figure out what to do with the clients that I have that are not at the price of sale that I need them.
Raise their price. So go over the bidding thing. I don't want to go over it again because we literally just did it 2 weeks ago and I did a whole special on it. So check that podcast out, Cleaning Nation and Stacy.
Yeah.
But you put them in red, yellow. I'm going to give you a quick one. Red, yellow, green. Green means you're charging what they should be. Yellow means they're on the bubble. They're still profitable, but they're not as profitable as they should be. Red means you're not even profitable. Mm-hmm. All the red have to go before you can think about hiring employees, because if you're not profitable with you doing it, there's no chance you're going to be whatever. The yellow, the egregious ones have to go, but you want to be generally in the green. So that's step one. And we're going to go into step two, whether you're there or not, but you got to make your accounts profitable. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's that. And certainly going forward, only selling profitable accounts, right? We're not going to sell anymore. You can't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any difference to kind of shovel water out of the boat that's sinking until you plug the hole, right? As long as more water is coming in, you shovel all day, it's not going to help. So plug the hole first by making sure that going forward, you charge correctly and you're in the accelerator program. So you've got all the everything you need. And if you don't, you know, get with me, we'll get you sorted.
Thank God for the accelerator program.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're having I'm so glad that it brought us together, because I don't know that I would have met you if you were just a member of Cleaning Nation. Yeah. So I'm first and foremost, and sister, we love having you. It's such a good community. And just so you guys know out there, I don't know, right now there might be 25 members. Mm-hmm. It's not a huge group, and Stacey's awesome. Everybody loves her. And anyway, enough of that. So yes, first and foremost, we got to charge right. Second, we can't. And this is tough because you got 10 kids, so you've got more demands on your time than you have time to give them. So what we can't do is just stop cleaning. We have to replace that cleaning with a more valuable endeavor, which is selling. And for you, Stacey, I think we've talked off air before, and you said that you have no problem with clients. They're lined up to work with you. Okay. Which is great, because what I would love to tell people, which isn't always possible, but for you, you're in this situation, backlog is ideal. You'd love to have the situation where you can just turn on five or six employees. Because here's the thing. Let's just say you've got, you're working 30 hours a week cleaning, right? Because obviously, I'm assuming you've got kids and you have to bill and you have to get the, so no one's working 40 hours a week cleaning because they have to run their whole company, right? So, if you're making about half, which is generally where you should be, which means, if it's costing you $100 a month to do the cleaning, and that's gross payroll, and we went over that in the bidding thing, if it's costing you $100 a month, you want to be charging about $200, okay? So that's about, just give or take, loose numbers. So here's the thing. If you've got one employee, you, working 30 hours a week, and you're doing, I don't know, let's just say $5,000 a month in cleaning. Maybe it's more, maybe it's less, but that just gives you the idea, right? And you're technically keeping all $5,000. Certainly you have gas and insurance and overhead and what blah, 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 blah. But generally you're keeping all of the $5,000 because you don't have any labor. If you hire somebody, you go down to $2,500, right? You go, that's a problem. I can't take a half pay cut, right? Here's the beautiful thing. If you hire two people and you can do, if you hire two people, you can now do $10,000 worth of work. And my numbers are way off, by the way, but I'm just trying to make them round and easy. That are doing $10,000 worth of work. Well, your cost of goods sold is still going to be half, right? So of that $10,000, $5,000 goes to pay your labor. And now you've made a beautiful transition from I'm working 30 hours a week or 40 hours a week, 30 of it cleaning, 10 or 15 doing the other tasks of my business, and I'm making $5,000 a month, give or take, to I'm working 0 hours or 5 or 10 hours a week doing the other tasks of my business that aren't cleaning, and I'm still making the $5,000 a week. Mm-hmm. And I literally just hired two people. So you don't need to replace, you don't need to grow a team of 10. You just need two, right? One to do the work that you're doing and one to pay for it. So to transition from I'm doing this all by myself and keeping quote unquote all the money to I'm making the same amount of money, I'm not doing any cleaning, you just need two employees. So first and foremost, it's not, you don't need to get to 10 or 20, but you're going, great, how do I get there, right? I'm still I can't do that right now, right? Maybe you can, let's say you've got 10 accounts now, you're like, well, I've got a backlog, but I don't think I can get to 20 tomorrow, right? Because if you could, problem solved. If you could, again, say you've got 10 accounts now and you've got 10 waiting, you could just go to 20, problem solved. You just double your accounts, you hire two people, and your income stays exactly the same, but you stop cleaning. Did I go over that too fast, or so far are you tracking?
So you said what you hire. I'm working about 50 or more hours a week, but I know there's not going to be a remedy to this for everything immediately. But so you said hire one to do the work and to replace me doing the work, and then one for, what was the other one for?
To pay. I said one to pay for it. So again, if you're charging $20 an hour and it costs you 10, well, then if you hire someone for $10, you just need to hire two people to replace the total income. I didn't say that clearly. So if you've got 50 hours of work, and when I say work, I'm talking about cleaning. If you're cleaning 50 hours, that's insane. Because how you're cleaning 50, that's going to take another 10 hours of, you still got to schedule and you still got to buy supplies. Mm-hmm. You get all this other non-cleaning activities. That means you're working 70 hours a week. Plus you got 10 kids. I don't know. I mean, good Lord, woman. I'm guessing you sleep about 7 minutes a day. I feel like I should talk faster because I'm wasting your time. Yeah. On a good night, you're like, 7 minutes. I'd kill for that. So to be honest, if you're cleaning 50 hours, I do not coach people mm-hmm. to have 50-hour clean. No one's going to do that. They'll get burnt out and you'll constantly have, it's hard enough to hire mm-hmm. employees like this, but mm-hmm. if you're, yeah. So you're going to need four employees because you're working two full-time jobs effectively. So you need four yeah. employees at 25 hours each. You could have technically, the numbers would say, well, you could just hire two working 50 hours and technically your income would not change, but you'll burn, just realistically, you're not going to have two cleaners that are going to work 50 hours a week for $10 an hour or whatever mm-hmm. the rate is in your area. So you might have to hire four cleaners yeah. at $25 each. So what you're going to do is first and foremost, hire a partner, which is going to take a little bit of a bite of your income, very small. But if you hire a partner, mm-hmm. ideally now you and she, if you're working 50 hours, the two of you can work 25. Fair?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So that's going to cost you a little bit of money, but literally within 2 or 3 weeks, you should be able to replace that income because now you've got 25 hours you can be selling as opposed to cleaning. So you just do it in steps. Step one right. is make sure your jobs yeah. are profitable. Step two is hire a partner to work with you so you only lose a quarter of your income. Step three is to make sure that you're selling more profitable accounts in the time that you're not cleaning. And then when you hire the next person, you just kind of wean yourself out. The big thing is you got to train your customers, because a lot of people feel like, oh, my customer will freak out if someone else does the cleaning. We got to train them differently. That's not what they want, because you tell that's right. not good for them, right? Well, what if I break my leg? Your house just gets dirty. You want a system of people that are going to come and do a good job, that are trained and vetted and competent. That's what you want. You don't want the mm-hmm. owner of the company cleaning. So that's the step that you're going to do.
Right.
A, know that it's profitable, that this is the only way you're ever going to have real income. B, make sure that the jobs that you have are profitable. B, make sure the jobs you're selling new are profitable. C, go back and make sure all your old jobs are profitable. D, hire one person to partner with you. E, the time, the 25 hours you're saving with that person cleaning with you, you're going to sell. And then F, you just start continue hiring more people, like 20, 25 hours at a time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I get most of that. So the partner that I would hire, do I need to pay that? Obviously, that's a partner. Am I giving my business in any way to that person,
no.
someone who's going to partner with me and help me.
When I say partner, you send teams of two out. They're partners. They're partners with one another. So,
I got it.
Yeah, you're just another cleaner who has a part. Yeah, when I say partner, I don't mean business partner. I mean cleaning partner. So, generally, you're going to have teams of two, and they're going to be partners with one another. You're going to pay her, he or she, exactly what you pay any other cleaner. And they're going to get great training, right? Because you're going to be training. So while you're doing this, you're training them. Mm-hmm. And then when you get the next person in, you have that person train the first person. That's how they finish their training, is by training somebody else. And I think you can get all this done where you could have three or four staff, certainly an accelerator program with us helping you. I think you could have three or four staff the next 30, 45 days.
That would be good.
We can help you get that done,
sister. That is sorely needed.
With that, you know, time frame, and not just you, but Clean Nation, sir. Like, is this a year process? Is mm-hmm. this like, if you want to do it in the next week or two, it's possible, but I can't. I don't know how to get you there. If you've got 30 to 45 days, that's a very reasonable time frame to go from zero mm-hmm. to 2 to 3 cleaners.
Sure.
And don't get discouraged.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Last thing, and I'm going to hit you with the lightning round because I want to get some of your feedback. Don't get discouraged if you hire three and only one sticks. That's certainly for a newer cleaner. Yeah, so if you want to have four cleaners total, right? If you have two 25-hour shifts, if you need four cleaners, that would be, you might have to hire 12 people. That's not the goal, but if that happens, just know that's the case, and don't get discouraged, because a lot of people don't know that, and then when they hire a person, they quit, and they hire another person, they quit, they're like, oh my gosh, this is impossible. No, oftentimes it takes three to get one. One good one that's going to stay three or four, 6 months, or even a couple years. All right, enough of me yakking. It's time to get some of your wisdom. Let's hit the lightning round. Three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
I think attitude is everything. Life is what you make it. If you look at everything as bad, it's going to be bad. If you look at everything as good, you're going to get good. So,
all right, beautiful. Love it. Couldn't agree more. Biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business? I know you just got in, but I'm sure you've already made some mistakes. Tell us about that so mm-hmm. we can all learn from each other.
Oh, yeah. Charge enough money up front from the beginning.
That's my biggest common answer. If I could catch everybody when they first start their company, that's probably what I'd spend all my time focusing on, is let's just get your billing right. And again, I will link to the bidding podcast I did in the show notes so you guys can access that, guys and gals. All right, last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Something that'll improve their lives and or their businesses?
Well, the Accelerate program is really, really great. And it's helped me a ton. And I have a lot of hope to do that and also get your cost of goods sold straightened out right from the get-go on your profit margins and know where your business is at.
Couldn't agree more on both counts. If you want help doing either one of those things, the Accelerator program is available at growmycleaningcompany.com. The bidding podcast that I keep referring to that will help you get your cost of goods sold straight, also at growmycleaningcompany.com. All that crap's there. Stacy, thank you for joining us. I know your time is very, very valuable. Thank you for sharing your passion. Definitely send us those pictures. I want to put them up on the show notes page so everyone can kind of get to know you. I appreciate you, your heart, the hard work that you do. All this cleaning nonsense that we fool with is fine and good, but the impact that you're having on these 10 human beings' lives is really just amazing. So thank you for sharing your time, your story with us. Clean Nation, if you want to get to know Stacy, if you want to get her the picture, the everything we've talked about, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.